This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture is set to launch a project for the establishment of a national orchestra with 30 million rand worth of funding. As it's been reported, the Mzansi Philharmonic Orchestra is due to be launched by the minister tomorrow, and a launch concert apparently is also planned for the 27th of July. But there have been some concerns being raised within the fraternity about the project, some saying criticizing it as a duplicate of already existing projects at provincial level. But let's speak to the CEO of the new Mzansi Orchestra, Bongani Tembe. Good morning to you, Maestro, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tabiso. Thanks for this opportunity.
Listen, just talk. I mean, apparently this is a very well-kept secret, was this project, because it's been long in the making. Tell us about the journey that you've traveled to get to here now.
Yes, Tabiso. The idea of national companies for South Africa is actually entrenched in the white paper of arts, culture and heritage, which was approved by cabinet in August 2018 and endorsed by parliament in 2020 after a very thorough consultative process. Let me add that the idea of a national orchestra is not new for South Africa. We used to have, as you know, the National Symphony Orchestra for decades in South Africa, which was closed down in 1999, sadly. And we are reviving the national orchestra. But the implementation and the establishment of Mzansi National Philharmonic Orchestra recognizes the unique opportunity that this orchestra represents for the transformation of the orchestral music sector in South Africa. And just what it wants to do is to utilize music to really promote nation building and social cohesion by bringing together South Africans of all races and ages. And as you know, music is a powerful tool to do that.
Now, you mentioned the National Symphony Orchestra, which used to be partially funded by the SABC, if not entirely funded by the SABC. As you said, it went under, it was closed, and part of the reason was the funding disappeared. I mentioned a figure of 30 million rand that's been set aside for this by government, but I gather there is also private sector funding that's on the cards here.
Yes. It is also not true that government will provide 30 million every year for this orchestra. It's just that the budget that has been set, that we've set, is 32 million. Yes, it will comprise of an annual grant from government, but also private, sponsors from corporate sponsors, private donors, as well as box office. And our programs, as I said earlier, the idea is to broaden the orchestral experience for the country and serve provinces that also don't have their own orchestras. So to say it's a duplication is actually doesn't make sense.
How are you going to partner with the existing ones? Of course, two of which you yourself are involved with.
Well, we're going to partner because one of our key transformative programs is the National Cadetship Program, where we harness the talent of young orchestral players. And those orchestral players will be housed in regional orchestras. And we will work in coordination with them to really harness this talent.
Right. And just in terms of, I mean, I gather there's a launch event planned for the 27th. That sounds like very soon. I mean, and that's around the corner.
Well, yes, it's not quite a launch event. The orchestra has got a number of programs that are planned, for the balance of the year.
Okay.
One of them is a performance at the Albertina Sisulu center in Soweto, which is a community center and a school for the physically challenged learners. That concert will be conducted by Kutlwano Masote. And we are sending six young South Africans to the G20 cultural ministers meeting in Indonesia and doing Beethoven 9th in December.
Very briefly, what is going to be the makeup then of the first iteration of the orchestra? Where are you drawing your pool of musicians from?
The musicians are drawn from around the country. And from some orchestras, but also, as you know, there are many excellent musicians who are teaching at universities, teaching at schools, or are soloists that we are drawing from. And for our concert in August, for example, we've got musicians from PE, from 10 musicians from Bloemfontein, one from Kimberley, and
so it's across
from Cape Town, etc., etc.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's exciting news, I think. I mean, as you say, we haven't had a national orchestra for many years, but look forward to hearing more about it once it's officially launched. Thanks so much for coming on, and we will certainly be in touch.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, Thabiso.
All right, there you go. Bongani Tembe, apologies, I cut him off there. Bongani Tembe is the CEO of the new Mzansi Orchestra, a man who also heads up the KZN Philharmonic and the Johannesburg Philharmonic.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.